work the night shift till late in the p.m. I'm calling for the dreaming.
What's up, fam?
Yeah, what's up? It's Rico here and Nati up in the building.
From China.
Yeah, China, you know how it is. It's our first podcast. Support us, tune in, drop your numbers, call us if you want to join in the topics we're about to discuss, man. We're all about family, you know.
Yeah, we talk about everything, every issue that's going on at the moment, at the past, at the future. We're everywhere, we're trying everywhere.
Yeah, bro. Love, life, sex, sexuality, reality. It's about only real talk. So please give us your suggestions, your opinions, and everything. Yeah.
Everything you got, it's about love. It's just one love, guys. Like, this guy is from Kenya, I'm from Ethiopia, China.
And Zambia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, South Africa, everywhere. Man. This is Zafu Radio. We bring to you the best topics in the world.
Best of the best.
Yo, so today we are about to discuss about some hot topic shit.
Hot topic going now. What's the topic? Tell them what the topic
is. So why should niggas and
girls,
also,
yes,
why should niggas and girls have side chicks and side niggas? Chicks.
And why is it tough on girls when they have side niggas?
Yeah, why is it tough? Why do men react so badly when a chick has a side niggas?
Yeah.
And why are we so comfortable as the guys having side chicks, you know? It's all about this thing, man, you know?
Yeah, but when a girl has a side nigga, like, If she have two side niggas, you know what? She's a thot, she's a bitch, she's a hoe.
No, she's a hoe, she's a bitch, she's a hell.
Yeah,
even
every song is like that, right?
Yeah, every song is like
that.
But so before our listeners hear to this, we want to like tell them or just give them a brief introduction of who is a side nigga and who is a side chick.
Yeah. Okay, like,
so in your point of view, Nati, tell us, what do you think is a side nigga and what do you think is a side chick?
You know you're a side chick or a side nigga, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you're a side chick or a side nigga, you know that if a guy or a girl is calling you only at night, uh-huh, or if you guys don't go out at daytime, uh-huh, you're the side nigga.
Uh-huh.
You're a side, like,
that's what you think.
Yes,
okay.
That's the whole game.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And like, what you want, like, add more, like, man.
Okay, like a side nigga for me, I think is a side nigga is a person who has a main chick already, like they're in a deep relationship,
of
where
course,
like, people know, like, hey, this guy is dating this girl and stuff, but this nigga hits somewhere else at night,
like,
on a daytime.
Yes.
We don't give a fuck where you do it, but bro, we watching you. But anyway,
watch your ass.
Yeah. Nati.
Yeah.
Nati.
Yeah.
One question for you.
I thought you're gonna ask me anyway. You need that. Yeah. Ask.
Have you ever had a side chick?
Hell no.
The viewers are
like,
probably your girlfriend is listening to this right now, so you better tell us if you have a side chick.
No, I don't.
So then you can say he doesn't have a
she
side
knows
chick.
Me. She knows me very well. Like, I don't have a side chick.
All right. So this is a major topic, by the way. I know we are joking all about it right now, but it's affecting people. People are even killing themselves and stuff.
People are killing for love, bruh.
It's all about hitting it. These days it's all about hitting it. Hit that pussy right and every shit, but
Wait, can we say pussy?
This is a live, bro.
That?
Yeah, we can say that, provided the people, it's only youngsters who are gonna listen to this. Young people, young teens, people in Zafu right now, people in everywhere in the country, man. We don't give a fuck.
And
we're talking about this. This is reality. This is an episode of reality. So we're gonna talk real talks, man.
Yeah, real talks. And we want to give our shout out to the people in Sudan.
Yeah.
They're fighting the good fight. They're trying to beat the goddamn system. And like we are with you. Like, keep fighting
Sudan.
The good life,
for
guys.
Sudan, man.
Yeah, man.
Right now it's going down and everything.
Going down.
But
like around 1,000 people got killed, even by the people. And like, it's all about love. Like,
it's
shout out
love,
to the Sudan people.
Wherever you are, man, one love, one peace,
love,
one nation, man.
Yes.
Wherever you are, man.
Okay, back to our
back
topic.
Back to our topic, yeah.
Okay, so, like, if have you ever been a side nigga?
For me, I think I've ever been a side nigga, and actually, this is a true story.
Yes,
man. This is a true story, man.
I know the story. I want you all to listen to this story.
Okay, for me, I used to have a chick.
Yeah,
I used to have a chick, and in the process of me having a chick, I knew that I was only hitting that bitch. No, okay, sorry for calling her a bitch, but...
You see that?
No,
that's the problem. That's the problem. That's not the right problem. There.
Okay, it's a slip of the tongue, though. So, it's like this, man. I used to have a girl. And me, like, dating, the process of dating and everything, damn, I used to love this girl too much, bro. Like, really too much. But it come to, like, a certain point, like, I was like, feeling like she was, like, dropping out of the love. Okay, like, she was, like, backsliding. She was not showing signs of, like, she loved me and anytime more, you know?
Maybe that's the game. That's the game, right?
Yeah, that's the game. Like, I'm trying to explain what really happened and why I called myself, I was a side nigga to her.
Yeah.
So, because the day, like, on a Saturday morning, I took her phone, like, we were dying. We went to have fun on a Friday night. Saturday morning, I just take her phone and be like, damn, let me just, like, scroll on the WhatsApp and everything. And boom! Guess who, man?
You saw her.
Guess
message?
Who? I saw that message, and guess who? My best friend, man. My best friend hit my girl.
Oh shit!
Out of all the people, man, my best friend, man. That was the breaking point of me, man. I couldn't even reason. Damn, I couldn't even eat breakfast, man. So sad, and everything. Man, trust me, like it hurt me so much that I couldn't like think of anything else, because I was you know, like how teens behave, like I was at a young age,
dating.
So you think when this guy hits your bitch and he's your good friend, you just get emotional.
Now I want to ask a question. What happened with you guys? Like did you punch him, or like did you guys
no like
well, what happened with the girl? So like I want to know that.
Oh, so with the guy, I guess I called the guy, we met up and shit. So when we met up, like he didn't know, like I already knew about that shit.
He actually didn't know. Okay.
So I was approaching with it in a different level, you know. So when I got to him, like I started asking, hey bro, how you doing? You know, just to keep the vibe.
And then hit him
with the shit.
Yes.
So as we
building
were
up to that, yeah. Like, yeah.
So when we were continuing talking and shit, like I think he felt somehow like a little bit insecure, because he had a thought like, this nigga,
because he saw the way I was, so
he was having like that insecure moment where like, what the fuck? As in, this nigga doesn't behave the same when I'm with him. Today's a different day. Why is he behaving differently? You know, he wasn't used to seeing me like that.
Yeah.
So like, I just told him, yo, why
like that?
Yeah, just straight up, why did you fuck my bitch?
Yeah.
And you know what? Okay, bitch. Again, sorry.
Again,
sorry,
yes, for the viewers. That's what I'm saying. Like,
sorry
it
for the girls.
So easy.
Shout out to all the girls that love me, baby.
No, I'm not them. It's so easy, like to call the girls like a bitch, a hoe. No, that's right.
No.
Okay,
we are too much of the Western culture. That's what
that's the thing.
Yeah, we're going the vibe. Every time you say bitch hoe, you think it's okay for you.
Yeah, but I have this saying, like one foot must be in the past, right?
Yeah,
one foot in the present.
Yeah, I get you.
And you
but
can
bro,
see where you
but
going.
Bro, look at this. Every time, man, like we as niggas, you know how niggas talk and shit, we always refer to these girls as bitch. No guy will tell you the truth, but we refer to them as bitches,
yes.
Hoes and shit. Yeah. Let me not lie to you guys. Girls, yes. I love you. Girls, I love you too much. Trust me, I love you. You're my baby. Everyone listening to this, you're my baby. But yeah, sometimes we have to like prove some statements. Like, yeah, it will sound offensive, but yeah. But anyway, back to the point. When I was talking to the nigga, I asked him like, yo, yes, why did you fuck my bitch? And you know what the nigga said?
Yeah.
The girl wanted dick.
What? He cried like that?
Yeah, like the girl, your girl was on me every time.
Okay. I was saying like not to call like the girl this hoe, things like that, right? But she's a hoe.
No, she's a hoe, right?
Now, she's a hoe.
Give me a five, bro.
Yes, yeah, now she's a hoe.
She's a hoe, bro. But anyway, back to the story, man. We don't have to praise side chicks and side niggas.
Wait. You thought in your mind that you were with her, right?
Yeah, in my mind, I knew she was not doing anything behind my back.
And wait, the second question is, you didn't do anything behind her back, right?
I swear, I didn't do any shit behind
yeah,
her back.
Yeah, this is why we call her a hoe. Like, yes. I was saying that this is offensive to call girls hoe, right? But if she tricks you or something and she goes behind your back, it's a hoe.
She's a hoe.
Yeah.
She qualifies to be a hoe. And one thing I have to tell you guys, let's stop praising side chick and side niggas, man. We, although, even if you want to hit, bro, it's better you just don't get involved in a relationship. Just hit it if you want to. If the girl is okay with it, just hit it. If the girl is okay being hit, just hit it. No, bro, look,
it's
look.
The game,
understand?
Right?
No, it's not a game, bro.
It's the game.
It's like this. There's no point of you being in a relationship, and then you make a move to another chick and you want to hit. Just tell the girl the truth. Me, girl, I want to hit you. I want to hit that pussy. Don't involve yourself in a relationship which
okay.
you know you're going to
okay.
hurt someone else.
Answer me this, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say you got this girl, like, in your mind, right?
Uh-huh.
And you want to do her,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And she wants that love, like she doesn't want, she likes you, she
mm-hmm.
likes you, and
uh-huh.
like she doesn't want to hit and like just go, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? The game is like to think, like to say to her, I love you, or na na na, right?
Yeah.
So like
so,
that's
see,
the game.
Now you see, there is the problem. We all call it a game, and by this like this generation, we all want fun, right? We all want to have
no,
fun.
It's a generation.
No, it's a
generation.
No, that's
generation.
What I'm saying. It's this generation. It's fucked up, bro.
Yes,
okay.
It's fucked up.
I'm not saying
Thank you.
I'm not saying like I want to have fun and shit. Like I want to like fuck all the bitches and everything. But to the point where we are rich right now, bro. Trust me. We all want to have fun, and this and my advice, okay, from my saying, I don't know about
yeah,
your opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
From my saying is, don't get into a relationship if you know you'll fuck up.
Okay, like, okay.
If
would
you know you're gonna
you,
mess, don't.
So you will
dare,
you will never do this, right?
I don't think I. Why should I
don't
get
think,
it right now?
You see?
No.
If,
trust
even
me.
The,
if I know I'm gonna hit. And
even
and
the word you use, like, I don't think, it's like, I don't do.
I don't date. I don't date. And if I date, trust me, it will be the point of view, like, where I won't be, like, fucking around with any other girl. I'm going to stick with my girl. But if I know I'm going to be hitting anywhere else, it's better not to be in a relationship. That's all.
Yes, but, like, the thing you said, like, I heard this from someone, right? The generation, our generation,
yeah.
is not, like, we put filters. But
mm-hmm.
we don't express ourselves that much.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Main problem.
Yeah, it's true. And
yeah.
I don't know what about this generation, but I don't know why people get into relationships so fast. As in, is it fun? I don't know, for me it doesn't be like that. Trust me, before I build up a relationship, trust me,
wait,
it will be
I think for the girls it's different, right? Well, when they grow up, you see every movie, right?
Uh-huh.
You see the happily ever after things,
yeah, yeah.
like they
it's
get married,
romance movies,
the romance
the boat,
movies,
what?
Right?
Yeah.
The movies, I think, it's my opinion, but I think that like, if you tell someone from their childhood until they grow, you
uh-huh.
see, if you tell them the same shit
uh-huh.
again and again,
uh-huh.
they will believe it.
Trust
yes.
me, yeah. But for me, what I can say is, okay, not all, what I can say rather is, my question is, why do people get into relationship too fast? You don't know anything about the guy. You don't know anything about the girl. You just want to hit. Just hit it. Don't involve emotional attachments in anything, man. Because relationships, trust me, these days are fucked up. And for those who are in, trust me, you should, like,
wait,
investigate your partner.
Are you telling them, like, to go out, like... They should
yeah,
not have a relationship?
Yeah, simply don't fucking have a relationship. Go do your thing. Have fun, man. When it comes to a point where you want to have a relationship...
No, I don't agree with that.
When it comes to a point where you want to start a relationship with somebody, then now is when you stop doing the fucked up shit that you've been doing. You're trying to hit all the girls in the town.
You're saying that, like, if you're ready.
If
like,
you're, yeah.
Be ready.
Yeah, be ready.
In
if you're, yeah, be ready to be in a relationship with somebody. Just don't, like... involve yourself too fast because you want to hit. Because man, this is our emotional, like, people have emotions, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody is different. You might like want to hit the pussy and everything, but at the end of the day, this girl will fall in love with you. Sex sex is not a toy, bro. If you want something for playing, buy a sex toy. A girl is not a trust me, sex is not a game, man.
Okay. Now let's change the table, right?
Uh-huh.
How about the girls who use sex for their own benefit?
Which, yeah, I'm talking generally, I'm talking about every, even the girls, you're not being, like, they're not innocent here, you know?
Yes.
You're not innocent
because, like,
here.
We are talking too much about the guys.
Yeah, the guys.
Now, let's see about the
girls. For the girls, for me, I think, like, girls sometimes, like, they want, no, like, that saying, they want to explore.
Explore.
They explore.
No, there are a lot of girls, the rebound.
Yeah, the sex rebounds and shit.
To rebound, to make the other guy jealous. Yeah, because she broke up with him.
Yeah, you don't have to make another guy jealous by having sex with another person. There are too many ways you can
do it.
But
it works.
Yes, it definitely works. It fucking
every
works.
Time.
But trust me.
If a nigga is telling you that I'm not jealous, things like, he's full of shit. He's probably jealous.
Yeah, he's probably jealous.
Trust me on
and
that.
Trust me, girls. This is like, how do I call it? Girls are too, like, vulnerable. Like, these girls, they take advantage of how they look, of how they dress, and of how they behave towards another person, you know, right? So,
yeah.
Like, it tends to make a guy too much like, yo, why is this girl doing to me and everything, you know? Like, that position and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, this guy now thinks, okay, now this girl is behaving like this. Now, let me do my thing. But anyways, let's take a break. Listen, yeah.
Yes.
Listen to the new jams and shit.
Actually, it's not a new jam. This is my Drake. In My Feeling. I love this song.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're gonna love it. Kiki, what's up? Where you at, Kiki?
Yeah. She got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. The new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And when you get to top and I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always, JT. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always.
Stop. We're back
and everything, so... If you want to hit us up, if you want to send your suggestions,
anything,
man, you just send you a barcode, a WeChat barcode, you're going to add us. Give us anything. Join us in our tune-in. Yeah.
We're going to have a WeChat group that's called California Dreaming. And, like, hit us up. We're going to post all our bios.
Yeah,
like in
everything
the below,
there, man. Anything you want us to discuss about, anything that you feel like is like, disturbing the youth, anything, man. HIV and AIDS, man, trust me, bro. HIV and AIDS is real, man.
Yes, like
coming to the point of side niggas and side chicks, we have to talk about this disease called HIV and AIDS, man.
Yeah, but always use protection.
Always use protection.
Motherfucking time.
We will talk about this shit. I don't give a fuck who doesn't want to listen to this. But trust me, you should have to use protection. Whoever, even if the guy is hot as fuck, even if the guy is Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, don't give a fuck. Just use your protection.
You know, like, I know this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not going to say his name, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, this guy, he has this girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was playing with this side chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he always used protection.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when he was hitting the side chick, mm-hmm. she had AIDS.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't know. Like, at the first moment, he didn't use protection, right?
Yeah.
And after some times, maybe he liked her
mm-hmm.
or something. Maybe she changed his mind or something.
Mm-hmm.
He went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had AIDS. His main girl has AIDS, like three of them, like it's a combo. Everybody has AIDS.
It's a triple shit.
No, like, I'm not laughing. I feel sorry for that nigga. Like, you know, like, it happens. Just, like, protect yourself, like, girls, boys, everyone, just protect yourself, you know?
Man, HIV is real. HIV has killed a lot of people because they don't know. HIV is something big right now, leave alone the cancer and stuff. So please just use your protection. There are different types of protection. We're going to talk about it. There's the use of condoms, there's the use of everyday pills, there's the use of 3 months injection, and there's that
the one you implant in your hand. Yes.
You have to go with those even to avoid pregnancy.
But please,
HIV is not controlled about you getting the pills. There's no pills which help you. The only pills which help you is I've forgotten the name. That pill, if you're having sex with a person who is infected with HIV/AIDS, you can use that pill to reduce the virus level.
It increases your white blood, you can fight with that thing.
So please just use condoms.
Just always use protection.
Just use a condom. Yeah.
Okay. Now the next topic. It's not the next topic. It's the same topic. Like if you have a baby, maybe you don't use protection and you have a baby right now.
Uh-huh.
What would you do? that's some scary shit. Like,
it's very scary, man. Yeah.
For me,
I think, bro, like having a baby right now. First of all, my parents will fucking kill me.
Yes. But by the way, like we're students, like trying to get our bachelor degree at this time.
Yeah, at this time. So. Yeah. Thinking of having, I'm not saying that, okay, the people who having, you're not criticizing anyone who has had a baby, anyone who is pregnant and anything, but we're just talking about this issue and how we feel about it. And please, and that's why we're encouraging the use of condom
every time.
Shout out to Grace, remind this again.
This is our opinion.
Our opinion.
People have different, their own opinion. Hear us up. Tell us what you think. Like, we'll talk more. Come on.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Grace, by the way, for creating a group, the foundation of Nimimi, which supports HIV and AIDS. Yeah, she's in this school. I know you guys don't know about her. She's Kenyan, by the way. She's in Zafu. She's doing Chinese. I'm sorry for saying this, Grace. But shout out to you. We love you. Thanks for creating this awareness. So right now,
what would you do, like, if you have a child? Like, what?
First of all, for me, I wouldn't think of abortion.
For real. Okay, what would you do then? She's pregnant. What's the next move?
Now, especially for us, like foreigner students who are in China, I think the best solution to do is contact the family of the mother.
Of your girl's mother.
And father. And contact also your parents so that they know they have something in their mind. Because you can't do this all alone, man.
Remember, you're not working in China.
Getting money from your parents.
Yes.
And for her, again, you're going to... As in, like, you know, like how Africans we behave. The man is going to do everything. You have to provide because you're a man.
Like,
so you have to like.
Even the girl provides, but the tradition we grew up is like the man provides. Like, maybe today it's 2019. It's changed.
Yeah.
Like, females are working, supporting their dreams. They're doing a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit, guys. I feel you.
Yeah, so for me, I think you should contact the parents, just let them know of what the situation is, and from there you can carry on. I know they will be pissed and everything, but all in all, you don't have to abort the baby. For me, okay, that's my opinion. You don't have to make the girl suffer, and you guys had fun in the fucking bed.
Yes, but
it's not making sense, bro. Look, yes, there are some dangers towards this abortion and everything. And I know guys I know right now, they're like,
Most of them,
they're saying, Rico, what the fuck is he saying?
You should abort, right?
Yeah, we know, like, trust me, I know, like, there's a right thing to do, there's a right thing to approach things in a different way.
That's the thing, when you're against the back, right, when you're against the wall, like, everything is closing in, you don't know what you're gonna do. Right?
Trust me, for people
who were in that situation and who found their way out of that situation, like, I respect you guys very, very, very much.
Yeah.
Because you found the way out.
Yeah. For those people, shout out to everyone who has, like, had a baby and has been able to manage it and, like, not to abort.
Continue with your studies.
And I'm not criticizing the ones who have aborted. I'm just saying the right thing to do, the right thing to approach things. You don't have to kill the baby inside you.
Yes.
It's a living thing, man. God created the baby. So please, I know sometimes it's all of our mistakes, but yeah, we just have to, like, just clean it out. Clean it out.
Like, I heard this thing, right? If you're in a hole at your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say in your life you're at the hole at this at this life, right? You know Warren Buffett?
No,
I think he's the, like the maybe the, I don't know if he's in the top 5 richest people, right? And if you're in a hole right now, he said stop digging. Yeah, stop digging. Stop what you're doing and find another way to climb up, not to dig down.
True. Yeah, it's a truth
like that. Right.
So like we say shout out, we love you guys. For anyone who's trying to get, like, not only abortion and everything, not only keeping about the pregnancy, man, for everyone who's trying to, like, find a way to make something, to approach a, an issue in a different way, we support you, we love you, and, yeah, everything is about. So, we're gonna play some music, and, whoa!
It's gonna be a love song, it's not about hip-hop
and everything, it's about love, you and your friends, take care of
Wiz
your friends.
Wiz Khalifa,
yeah.
Pulled up, and I got all this strength pulled up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came here with all my dogs, but I'm tryna leave it you and your friends. Yeah, tryna leave it you and your friends. Whoa, I got all these chains pulled up, and I got all this strength pulled up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came here with all my dogs, but I'm tryna leave it you and your friends.
Up in my car, rolling up J's, flying with the stars. Don't gotta ask the price, cause you already know. Watch full of ice, no light, it still glow. It's you and your friends, me and my dogs. Left your nigga to be with my squad. He talk a lot of shit, but he ain't really on. He hit it too soft, but me, I go hard like, ooh-wee, baby. When you with me, you go crazy. I want you to be my lady. Girl, you can bring me girlfriends, I ain't hating.
And I got all this strength pulled up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came here with all my dogs, but I'm tryna leave it you and your friends. Yeah, tryna leave it you and your friends. Oh.
What's up? We're back.
Yeah, we're back. Live and kicking.
Continuing. Now we're gonna. Say the next thing that comes on that comes is like the why the girls use this type of thing, right? Now the most of the things we talk about the guys now. Now like what if about the rebound guy about the if she uses to make that nigga jealous, what do you think about that one?
I think about sex rebounds. Yeah, about the sex rebounds, man. For my opinion, I think It depends the situation you're in.
Yeah.
Trust me, it depends. Okay, sometimes you can try to criticize stuff, but it depends the situation. If look, like for example, just take you go out in a club,
yeah,
and then a girl grinds on you, like she's talking to you and everything, you know. And maybe you went to the club with your girl. Your girl is seated drinking some tequila shots. You were there busy. Another girl grinding on you. So like, you know, like a girl is a person who's very vulnerable. A girl, man. No, trust me, like a girl how can I say it? Girls are very emotional, you all know that.
Yeah.
And they take that advantage of them being emotional to get back at you.
Yeah. Oh, like your main chick is grinding on another girl, another guy because it will make you jealous, right?
Yeah.
So
you see, it ends up to knock off at the point like your girl goes to do with another person, goes to sex another person, and you're busy there saying
like, oh, acting, you don't see that, like, but you see that,
you see that, you know,
you know
what the fuck is going on, man, and I don't want to talk about this shit in China because most of you will be seeing me on the road and be like, Rico, what the fuck did you say?
Why did you say that?
But I'm gonna talk the truth, I'm gonna talk the reality. This is Zafu Radio, Zafu Radio, man. We talk about real things here, man.
Yeah, but like the how about like making jealous? That works.
Yeah, that works.
I don't blame them for trying that, right?
No. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because like they do that to make the other guy jealous. Maybe he broke up with them, right? Yeah, probably because he broke up with them. Or maybe she broke up with him and like she wants him to make him, to be him more mad. Yeah, because like we've seen this shit every time.
Every time,
every
man.
Time. Even this shit happened to me.
So even. This shit happened even. To Nati.
Yeah, like
so tell us, give us a hint, bro. Give us a hint.
I was back in Ethiopia. Right?
So my radio host here right now is going through this.
No,
shit.
I'm not the host. Like he's the main host. I'm just like feeling it. This guy, this girl was like, we were in the club, right? And we got in a fight. And she doesn't even go out to drink. That's like what amazed me. And I was like dancing in the club, right? And she came, like I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You don't go out. Like I always say, let's go out. And she never says like, I don't drink. Why would I go out? That day, nigga. That day,
you're so shit.
Shit, nigga. Like I was, what the fuck? Like she was grinding, she was drinking, she was fucking hot at
but
that
what,
time.
But, like, make me understand. I don't know why girls behave so good to the person. Like they pretend, I don't drink. But the point that they get fucked up.
No, not even the problem. That's the breaking point, right?
That's the breaking point.
Yeah,
be true to yourself.
The mountain pop.
Yeah, drink, man, yeah. Drink.
Have fun, guys. Like, but, have fun because life is short.
Life is short, man. But for me, I think like
no, like when I say life is short, don't waste it. But like, use your life wisely and have fun, guys. Yeah. Just have fun.
And for me, I really think like in perspective of like in a relationship, before you get in a relationship, like try to tell each other what is your character towards a certain point, you know, like when you go to the club, how do you behave? At least to give the person a heads up. Just don't go, man, and then you tell like, the girl, no, me, I don't drink. And then boom, when you just get to the club, the nigga fucks up all the alcohol, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's like, the thing, man. That's why people start fighting in the clubs, throwing bottles.
Thank you. Yeah. Now we got another subject to talk about. Like,
yeah, man, don't do that shit.
Don't fight at clubs, guys. Come on, what the fuck?
These clubs, but let me talk about China and I'll be honest with you. These clubs are gonna get closed, man. Let's just no, bro. Let's just chill. Let's just have fun. Let's just have fun. Let's drink, man. Let's enjoy the night.
Let's not fight. It's about love. Like at the end of the day, like we're together enjoying the time of our life. We're young. You know the song with Khalifa, young, free, young,
wild and free, man.
Wild and free, guys. Wild and free.
Yeah, man. Just have fun, bro. Just and go eat like a chow fun and shit.
like people listen to you. Like maybe if you're listening from other country, like chow fun is a Chinese slang for saying rice.
Fried rice with oil.
No, like that.
Man, if you eat chow fun, trust me, never talk to me.
You mock the Chinese now.
The Nati eats chow fun every time. That's why it's like.
I love Chinese food. Because this guy was mocking the Chinese, I'm gonna fuck him up right now.
But anyways, the thing is like, guys, don't fight in the club. Just like have fun.
Even the girls fight.
I was so surprised, man. Okay, like let me tell you something. Girls, I don't know how these fucking fights come about, but trust me, a fight between girls always is about a nigga.
Always, thank you.
Always.
Yes. Plus when the guys fight, okay, like I'm not supporting fighting, but like this is the difference. When the guys fight, like they call each other like shit, but they don't call that much like shit, right? But when a girl fights with another girl, it's so fucking filthy. Like I know you, like they keep spilling all the secrets.
Yeah,
I saw you, like you were with that nigga. I know you're a hoe. Why?
And you end up,
come on,
and you end up destroying some really like friend relationship with another person. Yeah.
Please,
yes. Yeah, a secret, man. We all know the meaning of a secret.
Yes. Plus,
if
like,
you have a secret, just keep it to yourself, man.
Tomorrow, you guys are gonna chill together.
Yeah,
and,
man.
Let it not be awkward or like just have fun, guys.
Have fun, man.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go to direct to the music. We have a new playlist, man. We're gonna play for you some songs which we like, which you guys like, and yeah, we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, this is by Dre, straight out of Still Dre, D-R-E.
Yeah.
Check it. Still Snoop Dogg. D-R-E. D-R-E.
Nah, nah, nigga. Guess who?
Nah, nah, nigga.
Still doing that shit, huh, Dre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, bounce, bounce, bounce to that music, nigga.
It's still Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga. Though I roam the block, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about it.
If you ain't up on bass,
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets.
It's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat.
You hear that, you hear that? He smokes till he sleeps, man.
So, yep. Yeah, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah, and we all want to, you guys to know we love you so much. We talk about real issues, real talk and everything. So, about the barcode, by the way, in WeChat, please, guys, scan the barcode, join us.
Join us, in the group, and
give
this
us a
thing
suggestion,
is,
feedback, everything.
It's going twice a week, right?
Yeah,
twice a week.
We can do it every, you just give us your feedback, we can be doing it every day.
Every day, but like, it's the first podcast, so we're trying to do this every twice in a week.
Motivate us, man. We are work, man.
Support each other, guys. Just support each other.
Everyone, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, South Africa.
It's all about love.
One country, one love. And the last song will be California Dreaming by Armand and Snoop Dogg. Please, this song, I love it too much, by the way. It's the name of our episode. Well, talks, reality, and everything, man. We love you so much. Thank you, guys.
So we're going straight to California Dreaming,
guys. California Dreaming, man. Take us to California, bro. Yeah. We are down.
Yeah. Like, we're going to support you. We love you all. We're going to tune out with this song.
Conjo Nash to all the girls, man.
Love.
Beautiful girls. Shut up.
Each night and each day, I'm California dreaming about you. Oh, yeah. Got this world class view, but it's you that I think about every time my mind's on. And it's you that I think about every time I feel alone. And it's you that I call on my FaceTime when I need something real.
Oh yeah.
I'm working my shit till late in the PM.
I'm California dreaming.